The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring out any or bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's brought to you by ProXPN. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We were talking the last hour about a mom who called the police on her teenage son. He's 15. He got caught allegedly with pornography on the family television set. And that also led into a story about a 13-year-old girl whose parents called the police on her for taking pictures of herself, and she may now be facing criminal charges as a result of that. Of course, it's not uncommon for young people to be able to easily access pornography today, unlike in the past. It was a little more difficult when we were growing up. Mark, you are about 10 years older than I am. I'm now 34. You're what, 43?
43.
Daryl, you're 35?
36.
36. So, you know, we all kind of grew up in the same 20-year window of time. When I was growing up, I remember on the school bus sliding a Playboy magazine back and forth under, you know, like under the seats, sliding it around so everybody could see it. And then, of course, later on in the 1990s, there were computers and were able to download the beginnings of downloadable porn. But we're talking about, you know, 256 color GIF graphics compared to what we have today, where there's no limit to the amount of colors and things like that.
I love the Onion parody about the guy that's reminiscing about the
old porn.
Old porn, just waiting on it to explode.
Right, where you had to wait for the lines to draw down the screen as it was downloading it. Yeah, so I mean, I go back that far, and so it's not like we had to deal with reel-to-reel kind of porn or putting it on, you know, movie projectors and things like that from back in the 60s or 50s. But, you know, things have gotten easier. I mean, there's no doubt these days the amount of porn that's available to young people is limitless. I mean, it's just a Google search away. And some parents are concerned about this. Obviously, they're calling the police. And it seems kind of pointless. It seems really pointless to do any level of bringing the police into this, but let alone for parents to really be concerned about it. I mean, are you really going to be able to stop your kids from looking at porn? It seems pretty unlikely, especially considering everywhere they go probably has an internet connection. And so, therefore, even if you manage to crack down inside your home, it's just a matter of when they leave your home to go to someone else's house or, you know, spend the night at a friend's house or something like that. If most of the time when I saw porn, it was at my friend's house. That much is true. I had one of those situations where friends of mine had found their parents. They knew where their parents' stash of porn was,
yeah.
And so they would raid that when their parents weren't home. So it just seems like a futile thing to do. But some parents seem to be obsessed with controlling the content that their kids encounter.
Well, okay, so as a parent, I can kind of understand, right? Like, my mom was going through my closet at one point or another to do some level of cleaning or looking for something or something like that. She runs across some Playboys and or penthouses or whatever what I had at the time.
She was snooping on you. I mean, you know,
I don't really believe that.
Why would mom go and clean your closet
as
for
I recall
you?
The first circumstance, I don't believe the snooping was involved. However, I think it happened like three times, and I suspect she was looking the next two times, right? So I don't think the first time that she just stumbled, I think the first time she just stumbled across it.
Yeah.
My question to you is, what is she supposed to do? As a
Put
parent,
it down, walk away.
As a parent, you know, what, I mean, you know.
It's none of her business.
1987
How
or whatever
old
it is.
Were you?
You know, 15, 16, something like that.
14, 15. I don't know. Maybe have one of those talks of, hey, I really don't want you looking at this. It's going to, you know, mess up your view of how you see women, blah, blah,
naked?
Blah, blah, blah.
This is the funny thing is you're talking about Playboy and penthouse.
About penetration, right?
There's nothing go. I mean, you can't.
In penthouse, there was still
penthouse
penetration.
There is.
This was 1985.
Oh, wasn't that explicit back then?
It didn't even have that.
Okay. So what were you saying there, Mark? You think that she should have said something to you?
I don't know what she would have said. I frankly don't know.
Did she say something to you?
She didn't. She just threw it away.
She just grabbed it, so you went back to look for it, and it was
gone.
It's
gone. Oh, well, I know what happened here.
And this is one of those things. If you're not going to go say, hey, Mom, did you throw out my porno magazine?
It's done. It's like robbing a drug dealer.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. I just feel like, look, I mean, it's really none of your business. This is obviously a private thing for your son or daughter, and so just leave it alone. It's not hurting anybody. I guess there's something to be said for a conversation about pornography and how it's not realistic in a lot of ways, that it's just mostly men's fantasy, and that real sex isn't like what you see in pornography in a lot of ways. So maybe there'd be some level of a conversation that could be had about it. But if you're in a relationship with parents that can have that conversation, then that makes sense.
But there are very few parents that have the kind of relationship with their kids to where they can have that conversation.
No, right, and that's what I'm saying. In most cases, just leave it alone. If you don't want to have a conversation that's mature rather than just telling your kids, don't do this, it's bad, blah, then just leave it alone.
And some parents are probably scared to have a conversation about pornography because you're sort of contributing to the delinquency. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, consider, people have been arrested for showing pornography to kids.
Mm.
So if you're like, okay, you want to have a conversation about sex? No problem. Let's put this on and I'll show you some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is, like, may very well be considered a crime where you are.
Well, see, from what I've noticed of, you know, sex ed videos and porn, the only real difference is during a sex ed video, there's a narrator telling you what's happening. And in
you
porn,
saw completely different sex ed
videos. They didn't show me that in
you
school.
Saw completely different sex ed videos than what we saw. I walked away from the sex ed videos that they had at Braden and Christian School in 1983. Or whatever, without knowing what sex was. Not understanding the orifice involved in female reproductivity.
I would love to see some Christian school sex education videos.
That's how confused I was.
I went to a public school and we never had sex ed.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Chernobyl on the line in, I don't know where. You're on Free Talk Live.
Minsk.
Hey. Hi, I'm in Minsk. Exactly.
Minsk. All right.
I've been following the news. There was basically that iCloud hack, and then somebody started putting all these leaked celebrity nudes on 4chan, and there's, you know, rumored to be many more to come. The guy's holding out for Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin is really great, right? Anyway, one of the rumored things is Maisie Williams, who plays one of the Stark girls
Arya
on Game of Thrones. Yeah. Supposedly, there's some of her out there, and she's not even 18 yet. So, you know, like, hypothetically, what if you found out your kid wasn't just looking at... It goes to the psychology of it. Like, if kid's looking at, like, hey, I know my kid's not gay anymore, he's looking at cute girls on the internet, but if your kid's into some weird, like, there's lots of creepy rape porn, there's foot fetish stuff, you know,
there's upskirts. Scat porn.
Hold on, all that stuff, like, aren't that weird.
Now we know what Daryl's into.
Yeah, Daryl, okay, check.
I've sucked a toe before. I'll admit it.
Oh, God.
Was it clean or dirty?
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Hello?
Okay, you're right here. Mark okay, cannot hang up on you.
I'm like hanging up on Daryl.
Like, if you're into, you know, like, naked girls, cute girls, that's all great stuff. But if you're into something, like, dark and, like, it's like, why is my 12-year-old son wanting to watch Bukkake? What is he learning about women? Mm. Why is my daughter looking into something like, do you want to be in that situation? Is it, like... The internet has got a lot of unintended side effects, and one of them is, like, maybe exposing people to some very obscure stuff that has gone mainstream in a way that itself will breed unintended consequences. You know, I have no answer.
I've stumbled across some porn that has freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, like, full of stumbling across something.
Lemon party?
Oh, no, yeah. Don't go into that.
No, but, you know, stumbling across something once and, you know, only watching that are two different things. So, you know, like, if you go on your kid's laptop and you'd see, you know, like, one hit for Bukkake, that's not as bad as, you know, like, 100 hits for it.
100 hits is Bukkake. Haven't you seen
Thanks
it before?
Thanks for the call, Chernobyl. Appreciate hearing from you.
On the line. This is why I didn't want to have this conversation on the air. Clever guys like Chernobyl Minsk.
That was fine. There's nothing.
He was on the line.
He didn't cross any lines there. If you don't know what Bukkake is, then that line was meaningless.
Yes. The toll-free number. And if you do, you're a perv.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I posit that you can't be on the internet for more than 5 years without finding out what Bukkake is.
I agree.
Whether you intended to or not. More on the way here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. Tell your story if you've got one of getting caught. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about teenagers finding porn, or not finding it, but watching porn, and the parents finding the porn. That was the story last hour. And I think it raises a larger question of nosy parents. Mark, you were saying that your mom had been known to go through your closet a time or two. We'll continue the discussion here because over at Free Range Kids, one lady has written an article saying she doesn't watch what her kids do online.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say about it, but I do tell you that I'm going to the first annual marijuana investment conference in Houston on September the 8th. I'm not sure what my mom thinks about that, but I did tell her about it last night on the way home from work. And you can go there with me. Go to marijuanainvestmentconferences.com to get more information. It's the Westin Houston Memorial City on September the 8th.
But leave the bong at home. I mean, this is a business conference. This is investors, VCs, business.
There won't even be any marijuana on site.
Yeah.
This is, it'd be illegal in Texas.
Yeah. Really illegal.
Yeah. This is just for investment purposes, people who want to get involved in the nascent and burgeoning marijuana industry. And I think a lot of people are going to make a lot of money in this. So if you are interested in finding out more, go to marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Use coupon code FTL to register. If I get 10 people to register, it pays for my trip, and I would really appreciate that. And let me know that you've registered, too. There was a little bit of an issue as far as counting them. So it's marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. It's September the 8th in Houston. Use coupon code FTL.
The story here from freerangekids.com. Now, this is actually written by Jody Allard. Free Range Kids is a site created by Lenore Skenazy, who is known as being the world's worst mother because she allowed her 10-year-old son, I believe at the time, to ride on a train.
I thought he was 11, but okay.
I think he was 10, but either way, he was allowed to ride on a train to go home from school in New York City. And there were a lot of moms and dads who thought that was terrible. And that
she didn't want him to. She wanted, it upset her, but she thought the best thing to do was to put on her big girl pants and let him do it.
How else would he have gotten home?
She'd go with him up.
Okay, well, that's not always practical, because people don't get off work at 3 o'clock when school lets out.
Well, it's not an issue of practicality. Children are impractical generally. The issue is whether or not he is able to do it, and some 11-year-olds probably could handle it. Some 11-year-olds can't. Frankly, some 21-year-olds probably can't.
Right, I didn't know if there was a school bus that was an alternative, and he decided, I don't want the school bus, I want to ride the train.
I don't know if there was a school bus or not. It was New York City. I don't know how often they have buses there, but in this case, that's what other people would have wanted. They would have wanted him to be on the school bus, or they would have wanted him to be with mother, would have wanted him to be with some sort of guardian, right? Someone who's responsible for him. And she got a lot of heat, and it was called the world's worst mom as a result, or the worst mom of the year. Maybe it was worst mom of the lifetime. I don't know. It was really bad. And she's got some really great perspectives over at Free Range Kids. How to raise safe, self-reliant children without going nuts with worry. That's the header on the website. Earlier tonight, and this article is entitled Why Stalking Your Kids Isn't Okay by Jody Allard. Earlier tonight, one of my teenage sons came home from his first date. He plopped down on the couch, kicked off his shoes, and told me pretty much everything. Not in graphic detail, thank God, but enough to know that he'd had his first kiss. As we talked, we briefly discussed consent, in this case, his, condoms, and his very firm belief that he isn't ready to have sex yet. After I shared a few condom tips, I swear no one ever tells you until it's too late, he wandered off in search of food. Later, my teenage daughter came in to tell me that her childhood best friend forever has started hanging out with kids who smoke pot. The girl's recent birthday party was a beach bonfire, complete with weed. Even while proclaiming how stupid drugs are and how sad it is her friends from middle school are doing drugs at age 14, my daughter paused to wonder why her best friend forever hadn't invited her. Exclusion hurts. Later still, all three of my teens came together to discuss a mutual friend's living situation. They were concerned it might be unsafe. After I finally managed to get everyone out of my bedroom, I replayed all of the evening's events. Sex, drugs, interpersonal relationships. But I don't think I've ever been as proud of my kids as I was tonight. I'm no expert at this parenting thing. I originally followed my own mother's approach simply because it was familiar and, I assumed, correct. But as my kids grew older and I grew up, the approach evolved. Originally, I had many rules, rewards, sticker charts, and punishments. My kids behaved pretty well, and I thought I was an awesome parent. Then they hit their preteen years and started telling me all of the crazy things they had been doing while I thought they were following the rules, climbing out of windows.
The kid was 9 years old, by the way, on the train ride, subway ride home.
Okay, thank you. From Lenore Skenazy.
Yeah.
Climbing out of windows and walking along the roof to get from their room to their sibling's room just to get out of a timeout.
Yeah. And this is the thing that will let you know as a parent is like, what's most important to me as a parent is hearing the truth. Because, you know, I guess it probably has to do with my childhood. If I would have told my father and my mother what happened to me on the night that the murder charge all sort of happened, where my co-defendant killed somebody, if I would have told them the truth, I would have never gone to prison.
Hmm.
And I got away with a lot of things. Up to that point, I had every reason to expect that I could lie my way out of that situation like I had lied my way out of every other situation. If my parents, you know, and how would they know, right? Like, this is the way you raise kids. You raise them to tell you lies. You know, no, you can't tell me that information. We've had people call in and essentially say that in my day, we would never tell our parents these things. Well, you know, I want my kid to tell me these things. Whatever they are, the worst case scenario to me is he's telling me a lie and I can't solve the problem.
Because he doesn't trust you to handle him maturely, for instance.
Sure.
Back to the story here. She says, that was what really blew my mind, that, you know, her kids were doing these crazy things just to get out of time out. Going across the roof, that's probably pretty dangerous.
Not good.
If my kids could swing that without me or my hyper-vigilant ex-husband noticing, it became clear the idea of controlling my kids' behavior flat out didn't work. Since I'm not a fan of wasting my time, I tried something new. I ditched all of the rules, other than a few very basic ones that were written out and agreed to during a family meeting. I lifted all limits on screens. I got them smartphones. I made no effort to monitor their online behavior. I removed myself as a person of power and instead tried to create a new role of engaged leadership. I stopped lecturing so much and started listening more.
Right. Let's hope that I can create a situation where my son considers me to be a resource. I have gone through everything you're going to go through.
Most of it, probably, yeah.
Please let me give you advice on how to best do this. I understand you've got to be able to do things and make mistakes, and I understand I get frustrated when you go about doing things differently than I would do them, but please let me be a resource.
She says, I started listening more, and I kept talking to them about everything, from something I saw on Twitter to why I was touched by an article in the news. If I was concerned about their behavior, I talked to them about it rather than creating a rule. It's been 2 years now since I dramatically changed my parenting approach. Along the way, I found my own boundaries for what I was willing to accept from my kids.
Right, there are boundaries for me, too. There's just things I just can't do that.
And I began to make that clear. There might not be many rules in our house, but I don't allow myself to be treated poorly either. Thankfully, a sense of humor goes a long way toward easing tensions all around. Recently, I've seen a surge in articles and social media posts about the need to monitor teens' behavior, especially online. And we'll tell you what some of these posts have said. They're pretty outrageous, the level of invasion that some parents are doing on their kids these days online. We'll talk about it coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're talking about nosy parents. One lady on freerangekids.com is saying she's leaving her kids alone. She's not monitoring what her kids do online. And a lot of people, a lot of parents would gasp at a statement like that. Oh, your kids could be looking at scat porn. Don't you need to know this sort of thing as a parent? Well, apparently, some parents are getting pretty invasive with their kids' privacy, and, of course, many parents would argue their kids shouldn't have any privacy. If you'd like to take that side of things, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, tell me how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's that easy. Sign up for the subscription that we have there. You can sign up and cancel that subscription anytime. You'll get a free pound of coffee. You pay the shipping. We'll pay for the pound. It's great coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You will not taste coffee better than this. It's BuzzBox coffee. The thing that really sets them apart is they give 5% to charity. So in this case, we're able to give microloans. For every 10 people that sign up, it's another microloan that goes to another family to help them get what it is they need to, you know, make a better life for themselves. Mm. It's BuzzBox Coffee, coffee.freetalklive.com to get a free pound.
So the mom in this article at freerangekids.com, it was posted just a few days ago. I saw it pop up on my got a little feed reader thing. And I really like this blog because I think that I appreciate the perspective where people look at young people, or in some case their children, as individuals, as people who are, you know, just young adults, or they're developing, and they don't need to have their hands held on everything forever. At some point, you got to let go. And, of course, parents are going to disagree on at what point that should be. And that's one of the reasons why Lenore Skenazy was called the world's worst mother, because she let go a lot earlier than a lot of other parents feel comfortable with by letting her 9-year-old son take himself home from school one day.
I would point out that I think that it differs for different children. I err on the side of liberty. And the reason is because I figure my son's going to spend more of his time in his life not listening to the things that I say, not being around me, not living in my house. So I have to prepare him for that life. And it doesn't mean he gets to do whatever he wants, by no means. And I think that you sort of have to set a foundation. You have to start very early. But it's a balancing act. I would also point out that the house belongs to me, mm-hmm. and whatever rules I decide to set up are my rules.
You can set whatever rules, but what this mom's saying...
If my rule is I can shake down his room every week...
You can have that, yeah, just like jail.
Yeah, just like jail, prison. Then I think you can do that.
However, she's pointing out that having a bunch of rules actually didn't serve her, and that it wasn't making things better. In fact, it was resulting in her kids doing even more dangerous things, like, as she pointed out, going on the house's roof to cross from one side of the structure to another because they were grounded or they were on timeout and they were supposed to stay in their room. They snuck out their window and walked over to the other kid's room.
When I was growing up, there weren't rules. And my dad actually told me, he was like, if you ever want to smoke pot, bring it here so I know that you'll be somewhere safe
right. When
you do it. And that sort of discouraged me from wanting to do it. Like, you know,
wasn't as bad,
where's
right?
the fun there?
Yeah, there wasn't the sizzle of doing something that was prohibited. So she says, recently I've seen a surge in articles and social media posts about the need to monitor teens' behavior, especially online. A friend posted about the topic, and her friend suggested everything from having all of her kids' emails forwarded to her, to viewing all of their friends' accounts on social media to see what kind of kids her kids are hanging out with. One mom reads her teen's texts every night. Another has software that monitors and tracks all internet usage. When I encounter behavior like that among parents, I wonder why stalking your child is ever considered acceptable behavior. Stalking an adult is a crime. I don't understand why doing the same thing to a child has come to be considered good parenting. She says, I also have to ask myself what the goal is. Is it to protect kids from danger? Is it to make sure they never make a mistake? In any case, it seems designed to build resentment, distrust, and hostility.
Yeah.
Imagine how you
would imagine
feel.
They're probably figuring ways to get around these things.
They're of course.
Yeah.
Look, unless you're an IT professional, and even then, I would suggest that your kids can probably outsmart you when it comes to computers. You know, you the parent, unless you really know your stuff, there's probably some way they know about that you don't to hide whatever their tracks are, anonymize their browsing, cover up the tracks, etc.
Well, and Ian, you might recall when we had the conversation several weeks ago about the schools in Hoboken, New Jersey that are getting rid of their federally subsidized laptops, mm-hmm. where the IT guy at the school said, there's no more determined hacker than a 12-year-old with a laptop.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine how you'd react if your significant other demanded that you hand over copies of everything you did on your phone every day. Kids have privacy and autonomy, too, and by the time they reach the teen years, it's time for them to start making decisions, stretching those wings, and making mistakes, doing the same stupid stuff teens have been doing for decades, all in the name of being a flawed, imperfect human who learns and grows. My kids have generally been given as much freedom as I felt they could handle. In the past, I erred on the side of caution. Now, I err on the side of trust. Not because I expect them never to mess up, but because I want them to have the freedom to do just that while they are still safely cared for here at home. Sometimes I shake my head at the crazy things my kids do, but being trusted to make their own choices, they've learned to trust themselves and their own judgment. Even at 16, for example, my oldest son doesn't want to learn how to drive. Instead, he takes the bus and has chosen to wait to drive until he feels ready. I know my kids won't always...
Yeah, I shake my head, too, at that one, too.
I know my kids won't always be on the right side of every situation, like they happen to be tonight. Eventually, they may choose to have sex or try pot. And considering that 99% of the adults that I know have done both, I think they'll be just fine. A few weeks ago,
They're going to do that. And the question you want to have as a parent is, do you want to be a resource in this circumstance, or do you not? Because I do.
Or do you want to be a resource or an authoritarian figure? I mean, because you don't get to choose between the two, right?
Right. You really don't. I mean, you don't. There's just none of that.
They either trust you to come to you and bring you their problems, or they don't trust you as far as they can throw you. Which one? I mean, is going through their phone at night and snooping through emails with their knowledge, is that going to breed any level of trust or appreciation from them whatsoever?
You know what I want? I want my son to do exactly the things that I imagine are the best things to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, perfection is not an option. We humans, what's the old saying is that good judgment comes from mistakes. Mistakes come from bad judgment. So, you know, I don't remember how it goes exactly, but essentially you've got to make mistakes in order to be good at making decisions. So I guess he's going to make mistakes as much as I dislike it.
She says, a few weeks ago, I defriended my kids on Facebook. I realized that with my kids as my friends, I just wasn't free to post openly. They were horrified by my decision and gasped almost in unison, but how will we know what's going on in your life? It's simple, I told them. You can ask. So I just thought that was a neat story that, again, just sort of flies in the face of the way a lot of parenting is apparently going these days. I'm interested in knowing how widespread this idea of poking through all your kids' emails and grabbing their phones at the end of the day to go through all the text messages. How common is that exactly?
I think it's fairly common, and there's a phrase.
Helicopter parent. A helicopter parent was originally come out with, as I recall, with parents who would continue the parenting process of overprotection when their kids were supposed to even be gone from the house.
I thought a helicopter parent was a parent that was always on top of their kid.
Yeah. So that's the word came about, as I recall. We talked about this a decade ago on Free Talk Live when I first saw the terminology. It was in reference to parents that would, for instance, want to come on a job interview with their kid. They would want to come to college.
Who does that?
They would a helicopter. Your parent.
Well, no, it's no freaking doubt. The fact is, so many laws have been passed that a kid can't get a job. I had a job at 12 years old. You know, kids don't have jobs. Of course, somebody needs help. If they're 21 years old, they've never worked a day in their life. They need help getting in.
The helicopter parent would come to college with the kid and stay there for way too long before they finally go home. You know, they'd just hover around them on everything they would do when they were supposed to be an adult at that point.
Wow, that's worse than I thought it was.
Yeah, that's where the term came from. There's more coming up here at 855-453. Your thoughts on invasive parenting. Share them with us.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can tell us how you feel about the invasive parenting that we're talking about here, as is being reported on the excellent website Free Range Kids, the article, Why I Don't Watch What My Kids Are Doing Online. And for some parents, this sounds like an unbelievable thing to do. Well, your kids could be getting into trouble online. They could be stealing credit card numbers. They could be watching pornography. They could be doing who knows what. They could be hacking. They could, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of things they could be doing. And apparently a lot of people or parents want to spend their time monitoring and looking over logs of what their kids have been doing online. And one lady over at freerangekids.com is saying she doesn't do any of that stuff. And as a result, her kids are more likely to come to her. They're more likely to trust her with the truth about whatever it is that they're doing. Would love to hear your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Maybe you are a parent, or maybe you were someone who was raised in one of these invasive households. How did it make you feel as a teenager, having the parent constantly looking over your shoulder? And while the term helicopter parent could certainly mean parents who are likely to hover over their kids at all ages, the Wikipedia article does talk about how the metaphor appeared as early as 1969 in a book called Between Parent and Teenager, which mentions a teen who complains, quote, mother hovers over me like a helicopter, unquote. But it gained wide currency when American college administrators began using it in the early aughts as the millennial generation began reaching college age. Their baby boomer parents, in turn, earned notoriety for practices such as calling their children each morning to wake them up for class and complaining to their professors about about grades that the children had received. So just to give you a couple of examples of how bad, you know, this stuff was, that's, I remember we were talking about this probably a decade ago. So we've been doing the show since 2002. And so I remember reading a story about how bad these helicopter parents were, giving real life examples from college students. It's ridiculous.
You know, I can see why parents get involved. The fact is I'm going to be better at putting in a college application than my 17. I remember what it was like when I put in a college application. It was a mess.
Right. It's one thing to sit at home with your kid and do a college app, but to call the college professor when your son gets a bad grade, that's
does it work?
Inappropriate.
If it does work, that's the problem.
You mean, does it help with the grades? I imagine the professors are laughing them off the phones.
Well, let's hope so at this point. Yeah. But the problem is that it's worked at some point.
Well, I don't know. Toll-free number is 855-453. And don't forget, you can join us here in about 2 months, actually. 2 months from now, Keenvention will be happening here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. It's an intimate occasion. It's about on track, I would say, last year. I did a comparison between last year's ticket sales and this year's ticket sales. And I'd say it's on par. It's on par this year with last year, so it's probably going to be about a similar size. I'm going to guess around 100 attendees, including lots of great guest speakers from all across New Hampshire. Keenvention focuses on activism. We want to bring activists in to talk about the huge activism scene here in New Hampshire, everything from discussing the legislative process to direct action and more. We'll be announcing more panel discussions here in the upcoming days and weeks, and I'll be just announced the Halloween party last week. Derek J. is organizing the Halloween party / costume party, which is something we didn't do last year. Last year didn't quite fall on Halloween. It was close, but not quite. And so we're going to do a costume party on Friday night, which will be fun. Plus, as I understand it, karaoke and the bowling party will be coming back as well. So there's going to be social events, and there's going to be lots of talk about activism. It's $60, gets you in for the entire weekend. Obviously, that doesn't include bowling or drinks and things like that. But $60 for the convention. It's a great price, and you can also pay for it in Bitcoin. Just go to keenvention.info. You can see what we've announced so far. You can actually go back in time and watch videos from 2013 to see what it was like last year. It was a great time, so please go to keenvention.info and get registered, because time's going to run out at some point. We only have 100 tickets that are available to be sold prior to the actual event. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Other stuff to talk about this evening. I don't know if you got the Officer Peach story, Daryl, but we started out in the show earlier tonight discussing certain police-related stories. This one's a little unusual.
Yeah, so there's a story out of the United Kingdoms of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and the story here comes from ViralNova.com. It says
I hate their headlines. They're just so annoying. All those viral headlines. You must click. Click here. It's awesome. You'll change your life if you click here.
Well, it got me to click on the story.
What was the headline?
The headline is, see the hilariously epic response after prosecutors kept requesting a statement from a police dog.
All right.
The law is a tricky beast to tackle. Trials, witnesses, evidence and precedent are all part of a complicated system that should hopefully result in justice. Sometimes there are misunderstandings and difficult waters to navigate, but what happened in the West Midlands Police Department was absolutely ridiculous. The Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, repeatedly contacted the department, hoping to get an account of an altercation from Officer P.C. Peach. PC Peach was unavailable to give a statement, but that did not stop the CPS. Neither did the fact that Officer Peach is a canine. Frustrations were mounted on each side, or rather, frustrations were mounting on each side, so the department gave in and sent the following statement. PC Peach, age 4, occupation, PD 4341. I chase him. I bite him. Bad man. He tasty. Good boy. Good boy. Peach. And then there's a paw print for the signature.
I love this. Whoever did this is just
funny.
It's sheer comic genius.
Yeah. It gets worse. Although it was obviously meant as a joke, the Professional Standards Department will be investigating the police department for filing a false statement.
They had the dog sign it.
And
I mean, you know, if Ian wrote something up for me and then I signed it, I must be giving my authentication to that.
Sure.
It sounds like the dog authenticated it.
We read it to him. He put his paw print there.
Yeah, there you go.
Says, obviously, someone should be examining the prosecutors who could not understand why a German shepherd could not give a statement.
That's a great story. Do they actually cite, like, a mainstream media piece?
The UK Metro.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But the way the Metro article is written, it's much shorter and not anywhere near as hilarious.
Nice. I like the he tasty. I chase him. I bite him. Big bad man.
Yeah. All right, so 855-453, that is the toll-free number here. You can bring up anything that you want. There's an interesting story, actually, out of Middle East, the Jerusalem Post, jpost.com, where Iran apparently has the highest total number of Internet users in the Middle East, but its average data speed is about a tenth of the global average.
Huh.
An Iranian grand ayatollah has said that high-speed Internet is unethical and contrary to humanitarian principles.
Hold on. Is this person part of the government?
He's an ayatollah. Does that mean he's
grand
part of the
ayatollah.
Government? A grand ayatollah. It he's a Shia scholar.
Yeah, I suspect that he's just covering for the poor Internet coverage.
He made the remarks in response to a question put to him by cyber activists via his website. Although Iran has the highest total number of Internet users, again, its data speed is very slow. However, Shirazi said 3G... third-generation mobile communications technology and broadband Internet were morally wrong, and there needed to be standards to prevent users from dangers such as immoral and inhumane videos, photos, rumors, and espionage. I mean, I guess he's got an argument there. This kind of ties back into the conversation about monitoring your kids online. Is that
they're not going to watch porn if they only have Gen 1.
Well, yeah, if you've got dial-up Internet access and that's it, and you don't have broadband access, it is a lot harder to consume pornography. I mean, it's very difficult to download a video, any video of any significant length, over a regular dial-up modem. So maybe he's got a point if you look at it from that perspective. He does say it is immoral and inhumane. The comments come after one of Iran's largest mobile operators, Irancell, announced this month it would be testing 3G services to universities and government offices after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said this year Iran should upgrade its Internet services. In addition to his conservative stance on the Internet, the Grand Ayatollah, whose ancestors were Jewish converts to Shiite Islam, has also dubbed the Holocaust nothing but superstition. So I'll give you some idea of who we're talking about.
So my question is, if you're just like, you know, 1 kilobyte per second below 3G speed, is that okay?
No, probably not. Broadband bad, according to this guy.
Yeah, this is the problem is he has to rate it kilobytes per second because, I mean, you know, you can get some faster than others.
Maybe we need to get him to nail down and give us an exact speed where it becomes immoral.
Once you cross 666 kilobytes per second?
Kilobits, I think, is what you mean. Kilobytes you probably don't have right now.
Whatever. The Ks.
All right, we're out of time. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl at fpp.cc. Later.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare. Higher prices and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.